Yes.
The feeling is mutual, Dave. So it's a holding against Cass City. Defensive holding. So now it results in a first down, down to the 30-yard line. Nope, the 27-yard line.
I guess I was curious where the second flag came from.
I don't know.
Because it was definitely much later than the first one.
There's a few things you're just not supposed to understand in life. Taxes and sometimes some calls. Wainer down to pass, down to close to the end zone line, and this one is severely underthrown.
Wainer's passing.
And it was nearly intercepted at the 2-yard line.
Number five, Luke Stern. Had a cupcake of an interception and unfortunately right through his hands and hits the turf. I'm not sure what happened there.
The success of that play, though, is we got it off with no penalties. So that's a good sign. Second down and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Clock stopped with 6:06 left in the fourth quarter. 27-yard line of Cass City, trailing by 28 points.
I think 45 seconds of game clock's gone off in the last 27 minutes.
All right.
It's pretty close.
It's close. It's close. Wainer down to pass on the near sideline, and this one is underthrown, and they're going to say nearly intercepted, but it hit the ground first as Luke Stern was there to bring it in at the 15-yard line, but no incomplete pass. Third down and 10. Clock stops with 6 minutes left, halfway through the fourth quarter.
Another ball underthrown. Not sure how wet things are out there. It's got to be soaking wet, but the ball has been underthrown twice now by Ryan Wainer. We'll see. They almost got to think they're going to throw it yet a third time, Clark.
36-8, Cass City leading by 28 points. Bad Axe entering this ballgame with 1 victory, 4 losses. Cass City, 4 victories, 1 loss. Direct snap to Clancy, spins, going to take for himself. Inside the 20, still on his feet at the 15-yard line, finally brought down to the 14. He's going to be close to the... He has the first down marker by about 4 yards.
Tackle made by Noah Zaleski.
And Noah Zaleski on the tackle, number 33. He's a freshman for Cass City. First down for the Bad Axe Hatchets inside the red zone of the 14-yard line.
And don't look now, Noah Zaleski, 5 tackles in this game. He's done a very nice job here in the second half, playing a lot of middle linebacker for Cass City.
How many yards is that?
14. Working off the right hash, left or right across your radio. First and 10 for the Hatchets. Direct snap. And this one gets maybe into the trenches out to the 12-yard line. Wainer on the carry. Out for maybe 2 yards. Second down, 8 to go. Number 60 for Cass City on the tackle. Dalton Powell, defensive end, senior.
And Ryan Wainer showing some patience, waiting for a play to develop. Nothing there, and just hits the pile hard. Gets a couple tough, tough yards for Baddock. Second down and 8 coming up.
Dave, I do apologize. I thought it was 6 minutes left in the third quarter. No, that was an 8. 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter now. Second down, 8 to go from the 13-yard line or so. And it's going to be a carry for number 26. Ryan Wainer gets down to about the 10-yard line, but we have flags flying in the backfield back at the 15-yard line.
I think they're going to get Gavin Geiger here, guys, with a holding call on Bad Axe.
So the official is talking with the captain of the Cass City defense, number 10, Brendan Hamilton.
Holding number 68 on the offense, 10 yards, replay second down.
6 minutes and 50 seconds left in regulation. 36-8, Cass City leading by 28, and now it's a second down and 20 yards to go. First down marker is at the 5-yard line.
Didn't you say 6 minutes ago?
I don't know.
16 minutes ago?
At this point, I'm starting to question myself, Dave. Working out the right hash. There's a snap to Clancy. Looking down to pass. Down the hash mark, and it's caught. And it's nearly caught, but is dropped to the 10-yard line. Pass was intended for Collins. Blake Collins, number 48, 5'6", senior.
Number 5, Luke Stern in coverage, is able to make the hit to jar the ball loose and knock it down for an incomplete pass.
Third down, 20 yards to go from the 25-yard line. Clock stop with 6.5 to play. Bad Axe coming out of the huddle. In a wet night in Bad Axe, first rain of the season. Direct snap to Wainer, throwing downfield, down to the 5-yard line, and is brought in by Mozak at the 8-yard line, falling down as he caught it, and it is complete, and it's still short of the first down, though. First down markers are the 5. He got that one at the 8, a 17-yard completion to Austin Mozak.
Luke Stern in coverage yet again, making the tackle.
And we have a timeout called by Bad X, and we're going to take a break as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's 36-8, Cass City leading Bad X with 6:17 left in regulation.
Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store is the go-to source for most things you need for farm and home. From a new farm gate, water tank, or three-point hitch grader blades, tillers, and spreaders, they have it in stock. They carry a full line of livestock and pet feeds and medications, bird feeds and feeders, deer blocks, feeds and minerals. They have emergency generators and heaters, DeWalt tools, and a great selection of hand tools and hardware. If you need it, chances are you'll find it at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City Store, the newest addition to Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Hi, folks, we're back. It's 4th and 4 for the Bad Axe Hatchets at the Cass City 9-yard line. Snap goes to Wainer, looking to pass to the end zone. This one's down, and it is tipped in the end zone and is incomplete. And another turnover of downs, the third turnover of downs in the red zone for the Bad Axe Hatchets tonight, gives the ball back to Cass City with 6 minutes and 11 seconds left.
And their offense has played much better tonight than they have in the past. They've moved the football quite a bit, but getting into the red zone, not being able to finish off drives with any points, has absolutely killed them in this game, prevented them from keeping up with Cass City. Cass City takes over the football here now, looking to run some clock and get a couple first downs and try to get home with a victory.
That's the 4th turnover downs for Bad Axe tonight. 1st and 10 for the Cass City Redhawks at their own 9-yard line. Right to left across your radio, a 91-yard field to work with. A fumble on the snap and is caught, brought in by Nagel, who's the acting quarterback, junior. And they're going to say he's backhanded about the 8-yard line and loss of a yard.
Pretty hard to run the clock out that way if you're going to lose yardage on first down.
2nd down and 11, they're now at their own 8-yard line. 5 minutes, 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Homecoming night in Bad Axe. Sparse crowd because of the rain. T formation, full house T, 3 men in the backfield. Nagel surveying the prairie, and now we have flags flying from the sideline. Why not? Sideline judge throwing the flag here.
Encroachment, defense number 88, 5 yards. Replay, 2nd down.
First defensive penalty for Bad Axe on the night. Encroachment sets up now a 2nd down and 6. Five 19 left in regulation. Nagel under center, another bad exchange, and this is a fumble, and he has to go down for it. And that is where the play will end, right at the 12-yard line. 3rd down, loss of a yard, 7 to go. They're at the 12-yard line now. Less than 5 to play.
Really been tough for both teams today. Penalties all over the place, bad snaps. Just been a tough game for Cass City. They've been able to get a couple big plays, especially on broken plays, to break this game open. But for the most part, they have some things to sharpen up as they head towards a playoff berth.
Nagel with the handoff. Excuse me, that's not Nagel with the handoff. It's actually a handoff to Brendan Hamilton. He has crossed the 20 and finally brought down by the Bad Axe secondary out of the 25-yard line. Tackle made by C.J. Martinez. And clock stops momentarily to move the chains. 4:31 left in the fourth quarter. Cass City 36, Bad Axe 8.
It's amazing what happens when you get the snap off. You hand it to one of your exciting running backs, and Brendan Hamilton's able to hit the pile running. Gets a big gain and a fresh set of downs for Cass City as they try to run some more clock off.
It's a handoff out for the running in number